All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop, as nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, yesterday saw New England Patriot tight end Rob Gronkowski decide to call it a career. Now, in 9 years with the Patriots, Gronk racked up 7,861 receiving yards to go along with 79 touchdowns. Gronk was also a three-time Super Bowl champion and a five-time Pro Bowler. Now, at 6'6", 270 pounds, Gronkowski was a load, and he was so difficult to cover. Too big for corners and too fast for linebackers, and he always coveted a double team. Now, injuries were starting to get the best of Gronk, and, you know, it took away from his effectiveness. You look at a guy that back in 2011 really set things on fire. 90 catches, 1,327 yards, 17 TDs. He came back in 2014 and 2015 with back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons. He had more than 1,000 yards in 2017, but it just never came together for him in 2018. As you saw, that he lost a step at the and the wear and tear got to him even at the age of 29. Now you have to ask yourself, how will the Patriots replace Gronk? And you simply don't, because you don't replace what he brought to the table, because you're looking at a guy that he is a Hall of Famer and he will be a first ballot guy. He was always a fan favorite. You never heard anything bad coming out about him from within the Patriots locker room. You never heard anything bad coming out about him outside of the Patriots locker room. You never heard anything as far as opponents having anything bad to say about this guy. He never went out there and talked trash. He was a physical guy. He was a tremendous run blocker. He could block on both ends of the offensive line. He could come out of the backfield. And I mean, the guy was just an all-around player. He is the quintessential Patriot because he did whatever it took to win, and he had fun doing it. He worked his tail off to get to this level. I know that, like, he had back problems, elbow problems, knee problems, but the bottom line is he walked away on his terms. You can never knock a guy for doing that. He had concussions as well, and there's a possibility he gets into Hollywood, gets into movies. And I'm like, hey, the guy can easily make $5 or $10 million per a flick. But then at the same time, what happens? Now you have stuntmen doing it for you. And aside from being a member of the NFLPA, you get into acting, and what happens? You're now a part of the Screen Actors Guild. So Gronk owes nobody any excuse for this decision. He's doing what is best for him. You have to tip your hat off to salute him, because he was definitely one of a kind, and the NFL and the Patriots alike will miss him. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with the tax deadline several weeks away, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.